And we're with Dr. Nancy Nielsen this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
The governor, last couple of days, has really been talking about how he is, in essence, going to change the way hospitals work together, especially during this pandemic. That does seem to be problematic on a lot of levels. So what is your point of view on that?
Well, I think it's, to use a word that's been famously used lately, it's aspirational. He makes the point, and he made it with the hospital executives several days ago, and he's talked about it in his press briefings each day. He's made the point that hospitals in the state of New York have to work together. Now, the problem is they don't. We all know that. We know that locally we have essentially two systems. We have Kaleida, and we have the Catholic Health System, and then we have ECMC, of course, as the trauma hospital. But everybody exists, even if they're in a system. It's not as seamless as one would think. So the governor is speaking aspirationally that they all need to behave as if it is one system, all existing for the public good. He's right about that aspiration. How he's going to operationalize that? Wow, I don't know. I think the hospital CEOs have been cautioned that they need to collaborate. And so far, what you're seeing from the hospital CEOs is a willingness to collaborate with other hospitals and other systems. But how you enforce that, gosh, I don't see how you can do that.
Well, we'll move from that type of question, a policy question, onto some specific medical questions, because we've had some folks send in questions to questions at WBFO.org with this in mind, and we'll get to one of them right here. One says, if I have been exposed and didn't have symptoms, how soon will antibodies be detected?
Well, first let's talk about what happens when you get exposed. Some people will not become infected. If the virus doesn't really enter and replicate in your body, you're not going to develop antibodies. Okay, so that's really important. I think what the questioner was asking, though, was if I'm exposed and I am infected but I don't have symptoms, how long would it be before antibodies develop? And the answer is we usually look about 2 weeks out to make sure that we're picking up antibodies that are forming in response to the virus.
Here's a question about quick tests, about the accuracy of COVID quick tests. The question goes like this. Influenza quick tests were known for poor accuracy and mostly abandoned. Ultimately, will COVID quick tests be misleading?
We don't know the answer to that yet. The quick tests were just approved within the, well, there have been two. One that was supposed to be available within hours, and then the latest one that was just approved, I believe, last weekend, was the results would be available between 5 and 15 minutes. We have been told that the FDA has assured their accuracy. I'm sure that accuracy is a sliding scale, so I think we do not know yet the answer to that actually very important question.
Another question revolves around the presence of the virus on types of surfaces. And in this one specifically, is there a reason to be concerned with handling a daily newspaper?
Probably not. No, probably not. For example, I live in Orchard Park. I get my newspaper delivered within a little plastic sleeve every day, or at least the days when it's raining. I don't think you need to be concerned about that.
Okay. We've heard, though, frequently that it would be different, though, with plastic and metal and things along those lines.
Well, we know that the coronavirus lives between hours and 2 days on different surfaces. So on, metal and wood, for example, it can be a day or
okay.
two.
And then the final question is about chloroquine. We've heard a lot about chloroquine. Some folks believe, and I think even heard the president talk a little bit about chloroquine and how it might be able to help people who are suffering from the coronavirus. But are there dangers for people trying to self-medicate with chloroquine or perhaps azithromycin in light of the coronavirus?
Oh, my goodness, yes. This is actually very important. And one has to be careful that we don't that we don't become foolish and that we don't become so selfish that we endanger other people. So let me give you an example. If you remember when the president touted the use of chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine for days in a row at his press briefings, the next thing you knew, there was a couple out in the West or Midwest, I forget which state it was. They both took chloroquine because they had it at home, but they had it because the wife had had coy. So it was a fish preparation. It was indeed chloroquine. They both took it. The husband died. The wife was critically ill, was in the ICU. She has since recovered. I can't stress enough, please don't try to play doctor on this one. Now, even those who legitimately get prescriptions for chloroquine, there are side effects, and you can look those up as easily as I can go through them, but the one that is really very important is that there are cardiac effects for people who have certain EKG abnormalities. So doctors and dentists who are hoarding this medicine for themselves and their families are behaving unconscionably, selfishly. They shouldn't be doing that. Chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine are really critical drugs for people with conditions like lupus. And it's in short supply because people are not behaving responsibly. So don't try to play doctor. Make sure your doctor, in fact, does his or her homework. And let's be sure that we wait just a moment or two until we see the results of the tests that have been done that have started already in New York City. 1,100 patients were supposed to be started on hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin and enrolled into a very rapid observational study. We will know within a couple of weeks probably what the effects of that are. Please, please wait.
Those are some of the questions from our special mailbox for this segment. It's called Questions at WBFO.org. Feel free to send your questions in for Dr. Nancy Nielsen. And Dr. Nielsen, thank you very much for your time this morning.
You bet. Stay safe.